us mainly it's an effect for pleasure, but we should live for the greatest pleasure, which is the pleasure of Olam Haba. And that's the only place really that's suitable to give a schar. And how do we get to Olam Haba? How do you get to Olam Haba? Where do you buy a ticket? Ticketron? Are the mitzvahs. Now, what that means is, it's really twofold. There's an aspect to mitzvahs which has to do with the fact that we listen to the Dvar Hashem. So I deserve schar, I accepted the Dvar Hashem. But there's a much deeper aspect to the mitzvahs too. And that is, Chazal made a very special emphasis on the number of the asay and the number of the lois asay. And Chazal tell us there are 365 lois asay in the Torah and 248 mitzvahs asay. Sach HaKol, 613. And what was the point of Chazal in this? The point was that a man has Ramach Evorim Shesagidim. That's the physical, according to Chazal, definitions. That's the physical makeup of a man, is made of those aspects. So what they are telling us is that the mitzvahs correspond to every part of our existence, of our being. And through the mitzvahs, we mekadesh, we sanctify every part of our being. The Ramach Evorim and the Shasagidim, we get the Kedusha from the Kiyam of the Ramach Mitzvahs Asay and the Shasa Lois Asay. So mitzvahs are not only the aspect that we accept the Dvar Hashem and function by it, but it's mekadesh us, it actually sanctifies us. Now we have to realize that we're entering to associate with the Shechina. So obviously we have to have entered a sanctified realm. Otherwise, what association could we have with the Shechina? So that means a person has to be, in the terms of Chazal, we have to be mekadesh ourselves lamato. We have to sanctify ourselves. And the mitzvahs are a means of that sanctification. So it's not only the acceptance of the Dvar Hashem, but they have a dynamic impact. The person changes. The person is a different person because he did mitzvahs. Not the same person as before. Only in this world can we have mitzvahs. Why? Because only in this world do we have bechira. Chazal write, Pasuk writes in Keheles, Yomim Asher Ein Behem Chofetz, or Chofetz, days which we don't desire. Because once, when Mashiach Tzidkenu comes, there will be, reach a point that the divine will be so obvious that we'll no longer have Bechira. So the days that have no Tachlis, have no function. Because we cannot grow in Avodas Hashem. This world is the place where a person could grow. We were placed in this world through these mitzvahs, this damnin lo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in effect sends our way, that we can reach the place which is prepared for us. The Vilna Gaon realized that Chalom Eitz Sukkos, that he was about to leave the world. And the Gaon cried as he was about to leave the world. So his Talmidim came and asked him, Rebbe, what are you crying about? Torah? There hasn't been a person in hundreds of years that accomplished what you accomplished in Torah with the Asmada that you had. And the Chassidus is precious from Olam Hazeh. The Gaon was totally removed from Olam Hazeh. The Gaon ate during the weekdays, he ate 2 kezesim of challah twice a day. And he was afraid he would have too much hanor from Olam Hazeh, so he swallowed each of those kezesim whole, he didn't chew it. This is not a story. This is, if you'll open up the Dhamma to the Shulchan Aruch Har Chaim, his children tell. It's what we know from history. This was the Goyim. Mufresh from Olam Hazeh altogether. So they told him, there hasn't been such an Ovid. There hasn't been such a master. So what are you crying? So the Goyim answered, I'm crying for lost opportunity. This world, you could accomplish something. In the world to come, you're on pension. That's it, you're on a fixed income. In this world, I can still accomplish. When I leave this world, that's it, I've left opportunity behind. This is the place where we have Bechira, where we can do mitzvahs. And the mitzvahs sanctify us. So that, the vision of where we're headed, what the purpose is, and the means of arriving at that purpose is the mitzvahs to provide the sanctity that man needs to be able to ultimately come and cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is where Ramchal begins. What we need to clarify is that understanding. Understand what the name of the game is. Then we can begin to function and accomplish something. But first we have to define what the name of the game is. Our good and Rabbi Yisrael. Thank you.